It started out as a normal rainy day in Methuen, Massachusetts. Bad weather for working for roofer Barry Vilcliffe and his friends Tim Krebus and Matt Ingham. So they decided to move a small bush in Tim's backyard. Barry Vilcliffe picks up the story.
I was in the back of the box truck when Tim had gone over, started digging, hit what he thought was a piece of wood. It was only about a foot underground, and it wound up being a small wooden box, probably about a foot and a half wide, 2 feet long and a foot deep. He'd kind of broken off the what was there of a cover because it was kind of deteriorated and pulled out a can, popped off the top, and saw that it was full of money. So he ran into the back of the box truck and was completely beside himself at his finding and dropped the can. And Matt and I opened up the can, took a look, and saw there was money. And I was like, you know, that's really neat. He's like, that's neat. And Tim ran back out of the truck, came running back to the truck. He dumped 9 more cans onto the floor of the box truck, and we were just kind of dumbfounded.
These were more cans that were in the ground?
Yep. And we, you know, pulled a little blue milk carton out and started emptying the contents of the cans into the milk carton. We got down to through the last can, and we had basically filled up the milk carton.
And what were you thinking at this point in terms of maybe what you had in your hands?
I didn't know if it was even worth the paper that I was written on. Matt just had a good suspicion that it was going to be something neat.
Because you could tell it was old.
Oh, yeah. Never seen anything like it before. We knew that it was real because the detail and the quantities, and but we'd never seen currency that size. Before 1928, the bill size was almost double the size of the current bills. So they're very, very interesting. They still look very foreign.
And what kind of condition were they in?
Some of them were very clean, crisp, clear, and looked like they were just printed. Other ones looked like, they were used like toilet paper. They were just extremely brown, dirty, rolled up, balled up, in terrible condition.
Well, you guys are sitting there with this milk carton full of old money. How'd you decide what to do?
Well, first thing we did, call friends and family to find out if anyone knew of anybody that was trustworthy that we could tell about a find of this magnitude that, you know, wouldn't try and take advantage of the situation. Just let us know basically what it was, what it was worth. And we found that at the Village Coin on 125 in Plastow with a gentleman, Don, the owner.
This is in New Hampshire?
Correct. And Don basically just lost his lid. He immediately shut the door behind us, dimmed the lights, locked the doors, opened up to the back room, and brought us in and was completely beside himself. He was yelling for his wife to get a camera, get a camera. Since then, it's been about 2.5-3 weeks, and we still haven't gotten to the end of the set. We're about 3/4 away into the set as of right now.
And what kind of estimate have they put on this?
I've already had offers well over $100,000. It's ballparked. Just the 3/4 that we've gone through is between $80,000 to $100,000. That could easily double because the ones that we have left to go through are all the national notes. The ones from the local banks can be worth anywhere from $100,000 to $15,000 each.
You know, a suspicious person listening to this would say, this is just a little too perfect. Something, just putting that spade in the dirt, finding these cans, there it all is, just smells a little bit fishy.
And you know what's really strange about it, too, is that we'd done other work there, and no one had ever found it. It is too perfect.
You know, if this were a movie, right around now is where the three of you would start fighting over who really has the rights to that money.
But the greatest thing is that none of us, I mean, we've been best friends for quite some time. None of us are greedy. Basically, it's going to come down to necessity. No one really has anything in particular. No one's saying, you're getting X amount, you're getting X amount. It's just, you know, whoever needs it.
Well, Mr. Vilcliffe, thanks for talking with us. Best of luck.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Barry Vilcliffe talking with us from the Village Coin Shop in Plastow, New Hampshire.